For more than a century, the Indigenous language once spoken in the region around Adelaide has been dormant. There were no voice recordings and no native speakers left. But a dedicated team has been trawling through historical documents for more than two decades to try to piece the language together. Now people are holding whole conversations in the Kaurna language, as Natalie Whiting reports.
Uncle Lewis, Yalu Boraka O'Brien, welcomes everyone to the first Kaurna Language Week. It's something many people thought they would never hear. For more than a century, no one could fluently speak Kaurna.
It was sleeping for a while, because when I was a kid, if my mother spoke to me in language, I would be taken away from her. You know, it was that serious. That's how the laws were in that time.
When Auntie Ailicha Walarini Katanya became principal of an Aboriginal school in Adelaide in the late 1980s, she wanted to incorporate the Kaurna language into the syllabus. But how do you teach a language you don't speak? She contacted linguist Dr. Rob Amory, and they began piecing it back together.
So we were learning it the night before we were teaching it the next day. Oh, it was exciting.
So everyone was learning.
Oh, it was so exciting. And it was such a challenge.
With no voice recordings of the language, they started tracking down written documents. Their search took them as far as Germany, where they met the family of missionaries who had worked in the area.
So you see, there was a school, Aboriginal school, down in the Torrens, and I think there were three students there that wrote letters in Kaurna to the mission over in Germany. We've actually got them back in the museum. Isn't that great?
Dr. Amory says it was a long and slow process, and the group often had to depend on neighbouring languages to work out how to pronounce words. But he says the revival has now far exceeded his expectations.
I never thought we would reach the stage that we're at now. You know, we have three young Kaurna men who are able to conduct a conversation in Kaurna language now without resorting to English.
One of those men is Jack Buckskin. He's now raising his children speaking Kaurna.
I speak language with them. My daughter responds in English all the time, and she's so cute. She's only 3 and a half. I think she's trying to teach me a bit of English, and I'm teaching her the language. The other one, he's 4 months old. He's getting there, but you see a little bit of language between them already as well, or my daughter towards her little brother, so that's cool.
Jack Buckskin and several other Kaurna men performed a traditional welcome ceremony at the launch of the Language Week. Language classes, bus tours and exhibitions will be held as part of the week. Dr. Amory says the event is important in promoting Kaurna in the broader community.
Hopefully this will become a regular feature, a time when people can stop and think. This country that I live in, it does have another history. Another language was spoken here every day. Another language reigned supreme up until 200, 175 years ago. What can I do as an individual to support this language, to help to bring it back?
He says learning the language is having incredible benefits.
It's the difference that I see in Kaurna people's lives. It really has transformed certain individuals. It leads to employment. It leads to much higher self-esteem as an individual and as a group. And that has enormous health and well-being benefits.
That's something Auntie Ailicha Walarini Katanya has also seen.
Culture and language go together. And, I set about doing it because I wanted my kids, the students in my school, to be the strongest they could be. And I wanted them to learn identity from it too, you know, be strong in their Kaurna identity. And that came about.
There's still more work to be done, but everyone involved in reviving the Kaurna language says the process is proving just as important as the product.
Natalie Whiting in Adelaide with that report.